Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, candidates have been named in the Police and Crime Commissioner elections. Nine local businesses have been shortlisted for Muddy Stiletto Awards. Local author brings Hampshire to life in his latest book. And we have details of what's on and around the Petersphere. I'll have details on all of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Following the death of a woman in Bradford City Centre on Saturday, a man has been charged with murder. West Yorkshire Police say in a statement that Habiba Massoum, who's 25, of Leamington Avenue in Burnley, has been charged with murder and possession of a bladed article. He's been remanded into custody to appear at Bradford Magistrates Court on Thursday. Her father's been jailed for life with a minimum term of 22 years for murdering his four-week-old baby who was left to die from a broken neck after suffering 23 broken ribs. Detective Inspector Mark Parrish spoke after the sentencing of 29-year-old Michael Davis at Leicester Crown Court.
At the heart of this complex investigation has always been to strive to get justice for Ollie. Ollie was a newborn baby who relied on his parents for everything he needed, and it was their duty to love and protect him.
Supporters of Julian Assange around the world will mark the fifth anniversary of the WikiLeaks founder being held in prison amid a lengthy legal wrangle over whether he can be extradited to the United States. The Australian was taken to Belmarsh Prison in London 5 years ago today after being dragged out to the Ecuadorian embassy where he stayed whilst fighting being taken to the US. New analysis suggests almost half of NHS workers have spent time looking at job adverts for work outside of the service. Between March and June of last year, some 14% actually applied for non-NHS jobs, according to academics at the University of Bath. The 240 hate crimes recorded by Police Scotland in the first week of a controversial new law being in force has shown why the Act is required. That's according to the Justice Secretary, Angela Constance. The Hate Crime and Public Order Scotland Act took effect on April the 1st, sparking a deluge of complaints in its first week, with 7,152 complaints being made online. And a watchdog has found that many Police Scotland frontline officers feel current staffing levels mean they are unsafe. His Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary in Scotland reviewed Police Scotland's wellbeing provision and found staffing levels were a prominent concern for officers. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eatbridge.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Mike Waddington at Petersfield Shine Radio. We now know who wants to run Petersfield's policing. Candidates have been confirmed for May's elections when you can help elect our Police and Crime Commissioner. Shine Radio's Kirsty Meredith reports.
The role covers the whole of Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, and the confirmed candidates are Prad Baines of the Liberal Democrats. He was previously a Conservative councillor in Havant before turning independent and now shifting allegiance to the Lib Dems. Don Gerrard is leader and chairman of the self-styled Justice and Anti-Corruption Party. He lives in Liss. Donna Jones is the Conservative Party candidate. Donna was educated in Petersfield and is a former leader of Portsmouth City Council. And Becky Williams is standing under the Labour and Cooperative banner. Becky is from Aldershot and is a district councillor in Rushmore. Voting takes place on the 2nd of May. Don't forget to bring your photo ID if you plan to vote in person.
Nine local businesses have been shortlisted for Muddy Stiletto Awards. We'll feature a different nominee every day in our local news leading up to the voting deadline, which is Thursday, the 18th of April. Today we hear from Richard, manager of the General Wine Company.
Are you aware that you're in the Muddy Stiletto Awards?
Well, I wasn't until a few minutes ago, but I am now. I had no idea we'd be nominated, but it's a nice surprise. We have a lot of loyal customers on our database. They come in from week to week. I think our real forte is that all the people who work here know what they're talking about. So some of us are better on spirits and some are better on wines. So we're doing a Californian tasting next month and we're doing a Northern Rhone tasting in June. I mean, I've been in the wine trade for 38 years. I've tasted a lot of wine in my time and continue to do so as, you know, as part of my education and keeping up to date.
Who said what about Hampshire? Petersfield Bookshop in Chapel Street is not just a bookshop. It also holds various events, and there is one such event this evening. Editor, writer and raconteur Alistair Langlands brings Hampshire to life through a writer's eyes. Here's shop manager Robert to explain more.
Thursday the 11th, we have a talk by Alistair Langlands, who has written a book on the subject of this talk. It's Hampshire Through Writer's Eyes. He's going to talk to us at 7:30 on Thursday, and the book will be available as well. His book is not just The Usual Suspects, so it's not just those people we always hear about, the Austens and the Dickenses who were born here or lived here. It really is anybody who wrote about Hampshire and has something to say about Hampshire or the places in Hampshire. So, really looking forward to that, and he is quite the raconteur as well, I'm told.
And here's Amy with details of what's on around the Petersphere.
On Saturday the 13th of April, there is Silver Clay Ring Workshop with Silver Magpie from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Sage and Salt. Also on Saturday the 13th of April, we have a brewery tour from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Langham Brewery. And on Sunday the 14th of April, we have the Spring Makers Market from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Queen Elizabeth Country Park. And you can find more interesting and local events at shineradio.uk.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from the Weather Desk, I'm Anne Marden. Today in the Petersfield area, it will be a cloudy and dry day. Lighter cloud at lunchtime and a top temperature of 16 degrees. Sunset this evening is at 7:54 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow is at 6:14 a.m. Friday is going to be a day with sunny intervals and 16 degrees, with medium UV levels and a high pollen level for hay fever sufferers. Enjoy your day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Dragon Street has multiple lights in place and Reading Close has give or take traffic control in place today. That's while South East Water carry out work. Work continues on London Road in Sheet and Collins Close in Nywood is closed today while Southern Water carry out work. Work also continues on Cook's Pond Road, that remains closed. And in Liss, Patrick's Corpse Road, give or take traffic control in place today. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Shine Radio is giving you the chance to win tickets for the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair in Bewley.
This is Steve Amos, and if you're as passionate about gardens and growing as I am, then a day out in Bewley with plant lovers and experts could be just the ticket. You'll get to spend a memorable day at the event, meeting gardening celebrities like Rachel Detaim and David Hurrian. For your chance to win a pair of free tickets to the show, just answer this simple question. What's the name of the allotments where Shine Radio's gardening show, Growing Together, is recorded? Check the rules at shineradio.uk. Entries close at midnight on Friday the 19th of April and three lucky winners will be drawn the next day.
Get in the draw to win free tickets to the BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair. Enter now at shineradio.uk.